So the kid says, I want in on this. They start a little Bible study group. He comes to the group. The group meets out in the desert. This kid's the new one. And they just start studying the Gospels. And the kid says, you know what I'm afraid of? And they're all like, don't say what you're afraid of. I'm afraid of going to jail. They're like... And so they have a couple Bible studies, and the kid vanishes. They don't see him for 30 days. He disappears. And then after 30 days, he contacts us. And guess what? What? I was in jail. Well, how was it? It was the most amazing experience of my life. Guess what? Jesus can go into a jail. I could teach him that. I could have told him that. I could have sent him a note like, he's always with you. But Jesus decided to send him somewhere and go with him. It's a better teaching strategy. And the kid realizes, in my own identity is who I am. Jesus is with me. Like, he doesn't need you guys. It's just me. Yeah, and he's in there, and that same joy was there in the jail cell. And my cellmate kept asking me, what am I looking up and smiling at? So I told him. We haven't done the evangelism course yet. Don't get ahead. Slow down. Slow down. The other kid comes to faith. The jailer gets frustrated, kicks him out. He's studying the Bible. He's like, he sees these stories in the Bible. He's like, oh my God. They had it happen to them too. Do you read the Bible like that? I had that happen to me yesterday. There it is. It just progresses like that. This kid is arrested again by another kind of internal police later on because he starts talking about Jesus. And they take him and they wrap him in plastic and they dehydrate him through the day and tie his hands up above his head and cut him with razor blades through the day. The same kid, he'd been a believer about a year, maybe. And he's already at this level of persecution. They're cutting him, and then when they're cutting him, they eventually figure out that he doesn't consider himself a Christian, that he's a Muslim that believes in Jesus, that's given his life to Jesus. So they tell him, you can't believe in Jesus. And he said, how can I say I don't believe in someone that I can see and hear? It's not an intellectual projection in my mind. It's like, he's a real person. And he goes to jail with me. And he's here, and every time they caught him with a razor blade, he could hear Jesus say in his ear, I'm inside the pain. I'm inside your pain. And the kid would say, don't stop cutting me. It's like I'm filling up what Jesus wants. Hadn't read that verse yet from Paul. He goes, don't stop because... And then he says to Jesus, what would it take to see you face to face? And Jesus said, I'd have to take you home. And he goes, Dylan. And he says to the guy, kill me. Because to live is just hearing Jesus, but to die is to see him. Kill me. And they're like, this kid likes this. And they released him. I'll tell you the rest about him, but he was shot later. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable what this kid would do in a short time. Here's why he could do it. Because his identity didn't come from lectures and cool presentations on Islam from Jamie Winship. His relationship and his identity came from a face-to-face relationship with a living God. And because of that, he could go into the worst situations and get well without us there. Now, it seems to me what we got to do out here is that, teach that. To do that, we have to have it here first. So my challenge to you is you be rooted in the kingdom. You hear God's voice. You hear his identity. And then with all the power and authority that's given to us in that, as you're going out into the world, give it away. And this thing will change, and nothing will stop it. Because if you can cut them with razor blades and they say, keep going, surely we can stop this stuff here.